This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Oh, it's cold out there. Good morning, good morning. How are you on this snowy, blustery, slick morning out there? Great Outdoor Radio Show. Little raspy Greg Wagner. No, I do not have COVID-19. Already been tested and everything. I don't have it. Just battling the winter cold because all of our deer seasons are done now. So there we are. You're listening to Boomer Radio. 94.5 FM, 106.5 FM, 97.3 FM, 1490 AM, 1420 AM, myboomerradio.com. We're in Fremont, our Dodge County listeners, 98.9 FM, Big Dog, and then 1340 KHUB.
Hey, you've been to Denham Sports up there. So they got.
Need to go get some ammo there, maybe. If I can find any.
Find some.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah. Those voices you're hearing are very special guests today on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, which is brought to you by the Oak Creek Sporting Club, Cubby's Convenience Stores, Storsich House of Sausage. The wiener van is probably landed somewhere else.
Hopefully not in the ditch.
And hopefully not in the ditch. And the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Very special guest today. Great friend of the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Hugely popular guest. You can see that on all my social media. We bring in and we congratulate him in his new promoted capacity, Chief Deputy of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, Wayne Hudson. There he is.
Thank you very much.
And a big-time outdoorsman, deer camp and beyond, for you.
Yep, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And we like to have him come along as well because he's very popular. We have Nebraska Conservation Officer from Waterloo. Rich Berggren!
Fan club of three.
I always say one fan is better than none, and my family's not listening. There you go. So, we have a lot to talk about today. And want to have folks chime in and ask questions. Here's your chance. I got two of the premier law enforcement officers in Douglas County right here in the state, really. So what do you want to know? Question for Wayne Hudson, question for Richard Berggren, 402-553-1490, 402-553-1490. And reminder that a podcast is going to be available immediately after this program at myboomerradio.com. That would be courtesy of Nick Burris in the very back dark studio.
Morning, Nick.
There he is, working hard. And then, of course, we have the Dean of Nebraska Radio on the board right there. He's going to give you a weather update. Kind of a roads update as well. Of course, you guys drove in, as I did too, so we'll talk about that.
But I see the critter hauler in the parking lot.
The big four-wheel drive is there, the critter hauler, yes. Neil Nilken is on the board.
Good morning.
And weather.
Well, I'll sit in for Ken Stoysich.
Pinch hitting
for Kenny today. Well, obviously, we've got snow, and we've got impaired visibility. We've got some slick road conditions, especially those hills. It was fine when I came in, but it's been accumulating since. We're supposed to get 1 to 3. I think it's going to more likely be 2 to 4 here in the metro. Mm. It's continuing, and it'll continue to early afternoon. Temperatures are the big news, really. Temperatures are very cold. Wind chills are down around zero. Temperatures 5-6 degrees throughout the day today, and they're going to stay that way through tomorrow, but we should get past the snow this afternoon, maybe. Watch it for visibility and driving. Looking at the road reports, the interstate is, well, the whole state east of North Platte is snow-covered.
Okay.
The whole state. Roads are all snow-covered, starting to get a little snow-packed, and just watch your hills and overpasses.
Through the next week, and even really beyond there, we're looking at maybe daytime highs that would hit double digits 10, maybe. And nighttime lows, deathly cold. A little bit more snow tomorrow and maybe Monday, they're saying now. So I've got two of the guys here that would tell you about how to be prepared and to talk about weather on roads, especially Wayne with all your cadre that they're on the roads right now doing great work helping people. So what would you like to get across as far as weather, this extreme cold that is here now, And I think the big thing I would say is don't compromise first responders' lives by trying to go outdoors.
Right.
Because nothing's going to be out there except you compromising a first responder.
And I would agree. If you do not have to go out, do not go out. Let the Department of Roads have time to clear the streets. So if it's an emergency, you have to go out, we understand. But otherwise, let the roads clear up some. I always find it interesting. Individuals never leave enough time. But if you have to go out, have enough time to get to where you're going. Don't be in a rush, because 9 times 10, what's going to happen is if you get into an accident, it's cold, your car is more likely going to cut out, and now you got to wait until a first responder, ambulance, or law enforcement to respond. So give yourself extra time. If you don't have to go out, do not go out.
The other thing, Wayne, is stay away from the plow equipment.
Yes.
Give them plenty of room.
Yes.
Those are big trucks, and some of them have these long things along the back of them. They're hard to control, and they're even harder to stop.
Correct.
Give them room, because they need all the room they can get.
Yep, no, I'd agree. And you see people all the time try to go around those big trucks.
Oh,
well,
geez.
They're plowing the street. So what do you think's on the other side of that truck? Snow. Give them room and just wait.
Absolutely, Rich.
You know, I think the outdoor crowd and the listeners might have a little one-up on the outdoor weather conditions on here. We're always prepared for hunting in it or fishing in it or doing something else outdoors. So, you know, we might have a gear bag with us with a little food, a little water, a little extra warmer clothes, gloves, hand warmers. So we're just, you know, being prepared. And we talk about that even in hunter safety. Have a gear bag, being prepared, having a plan. Let people know when you leave and when you're going to arrive.
And fuel your vehicle.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Big time.
If our daughters are listening, you need to tell them.
No, Mrs. Wagner. Mrs. Wagner. I told Neil before the program that Mrs. Wagner, it's fumes. It's like, Polly, why don't you pay attention to your gauges? It's a simple
The light didn't come on.
Yeah, you're a medical professional. You're a respiratory therapist at Nebraska Medicine. Why aren't you looking at your gauges, your things?
Yeah. When it's at half,
come on,
back
there
up.
You go. Especially right now.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly. All right, let's take a time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. And when we return, the chief deputy of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office is with us, Wayne Hudson. A lot to talk about there. And riding shotgun. Can we say that? Yeah.
I'll ride rifle.
Yeah. And he is a great shot, I'll tell you that. Conservation Officer Rich Bergman from Waterloo, Nebraska.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Thanks for coming along for the ride here. Hope you're having a safe one out there. Greg Wagner with you, Great Outdoor Radio Show. Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country. And we appreciate the sponsors of this show. We have Cubby's Convenience Stores, Cubby's.com, the Oak Creek Sporting Club, oak-creek-club.com, Stoicich House of Sausage, Stoicich.com, and the wonderful folks at the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. There we are. Neil Nelkin on the board. Special guest today, Wayne Hudson, Chief Deputy, new Chief Deputy, Douglas County Sheriff's Office. And then Conservation Officer Rich Bergman from Waterloo. We go right to the phones where Don from Waterloo has a question for Wayne Hudson. Morning, Don.
Good morning, man.
What's up? Got a question for Wayne.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's a good speed you recommend driving in the snow.
A good speed, very good question. I would say the speed would be based on the weather conditions. So I would not go by the posted speed limit. It's based on how you can handle that vehicle in the snow. So as carefully and cautiously as possible would be the best speed.
Okay, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks, Don, from Waterloo. That's a good question right there. And we were talking over the break here with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, your new capacity as Chief Deputy. A lot of people geared into handgun registration.
Correct.
Buying firearms, ammo, the gun sales continue to just be rampant. And
say
Rich knows
5
that.
To 7 million new gun ownership
Unbelievable.
Since last March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From the Douglas County Sheriff's Office perspectives and what you do, what would you like to get across?
Well, since we had such an increase in gun permits, we have to change our procedures on how we do it. Typically, what we do is you come into our office, you fill out the paperwork, and then while you wait, we'll go ahead and process your gun permit. But we found, because of COVID, our lobby was full. So therefore, we couldn't do that anymore. So now we have a mail-in system. You come out to our office, you get the information, a packet of information, you go home, you fill out the information, you get it notarized, give us a copy of your license, a $5 fee, and then you send that information in, and then we'll process the gun permit. There's a bill in the legislature right now, because right now we have 3 days to complete the gun permit. The bill will allow us to have 5 days to complete the gun permit. There's also a 48-hour cooling off period. Well, sometimes 5 days is not enough either. For example, if we have an assault that occurred, let's say back in the early 90s, and it doesn't tell us who the victim was that assault was, we have to get that report to see if it's a domestic type of assault. Because a domestic violence assault is a...
Disqualifier.
No go.
Correct. So sometimes, especially if you have a common name, a Mike Smith, John Smith, it takes a lot more research. But yeah, we always see an increase of gun permits, and it hasn't dropped off at this time.
Going from Captain Wayne Hudson...
Correct.
The Chief Deputy Wayne Hudson, how have your duties and responsibilities and obligations changed?
Well, as a captain, I'm in charge of one bureau. So I just left the Uniformed Services Bureau, which I was in charge of the patrol unit, school resource officers, and a few other specialty units. As the Chief Deputy, I'm in charge of all the captains and basically the second in command. So it's increased responsibilities, but I have to say I have a really good crew right now. We promoted some new captains. We have some new blood in the captain's rank. So everybody's pitching in, doing a good job. When Sheriff Dunning retired and turned over the reins to Sheriff Wheeler, it was a smooth transition. Sheriff Wheeler appointed me to be the chief deputy. Smooth transition. So right now, the department hasn't missed a beat at all.
Excellent. All right. You're African-American.
I am.
It is Black History Month.
It is.
What would you like to convey to our public listening audience about Black History Month?
Well, I tell people this. Black history is American history. You can't have one without the other. February is set aside as a moment of reflection, reflecting on all the many contributions that African Americans have provided this great nation. So I tell people, sit back, do some research on all the contributions that African Americans have provided this nation, and do some remembrance. Frequent African-American businesses in North Omaha. These businesses want to have customers coming in. So take some time. No other cultures, no other ethnicities in this community.
Well, what about the ranks? Are we seeing more African-Americans in the ranks of law enforcement, sheriff's office particularly?
Well, and that's where I wish we can do better. No, not in my office right now. I'm the only African-American with rank in my agency. I'm trying to encourage more to apply. there's a struggle right now, not only locally, but on a national level, trying to get African-Americans to apply. Now, the Omaha Police Department, they have, I think they do a lot better job. They do have some really up-and-coming rising stars. For example, Lieutenant Sheree Thomas, Lieutenant Ken Fox. You have Sergeant Marcus Taylor, Sergeant Anton Finch, Captain Anna Colon. All these individuals are doing great work with the Omaha Police Department. They're really in tune to the community. And they're doing their best to try to get more African-Americans in law enforcement, as I am.
And are you hiring?
We are. We just closed our hiring process for lateral transfers and for newcomers. Lateral is a brand new thing that we just started this last month, where we're taking other law enforcement officers that are currently certified and bringing them over to our agency.
Very good. And there are benefits from becoming a Douglas County Sheriff's deputy, isn't
there? There are.
And there are a lot of least understood facets of Douglas County Sheriff's Office. I don't think people fully understand the wide breadth of what you do.
Correct.
The jail, the courthouse. You might talk about those things.
Well, the courthouse, see, the jail's a separate entity. They're Douglas County Department of Corrections. But the courthouse, Nebraska state statute says the sheriff is responsible for court security. So I have just as many, if not more, deputies at the courthouse than I have on the street. Because all those judges have to have security. So we have a really good crew down there with Captain Peterson. They do a really good job in processing thousands of people through that courthouse every month, safely.
Wayne, one time last week we were talking about the State Patrol as a career opportunity. Good pay, good benefits, good situation. Same thing at the Sheriff's Office. Would you encourage people to apply?
I would. Very good job, very good pay. We have the support and love of our community. And I think that's important when it comes to law enforcement. You want to work somewhere where you're appreciated, not only by your department, but by your community. The Douglas County community that we have is a really good community. They really appreciate what we do.
I agree on that. You know, I've been working in Douglas County since 92 in a different capacity on that and here for 9 years in this. And in Douglas County, it is. It's a friendlier place to work. Everybody gets along. They're very supportive of law enforcement. And you can usually see people waving at you with all their fingers all the time. We encourage that. Yeah. We, you know, it's a more of a community policing type of environment on there. Everybody getting along.
And, you know, you, Rich, Douglas County, and working with you, time and again, your deputies are backing you up.
Exactly.
They're helping with a lot of different aspects of things at Two Rivers State Recreation Area. You know, could be water rescue, could be...
it's a multitude of things, you know, for missing persons and water safety issues, boating checks, helping at the state park, just a multitude. And just like we talked before last week, it's the sheriff's office is a force multiplier for all the smaller agencies in Douglas County.
To apply for the job, go to the Douglas County website.
What you want to do is go to Morrill and Associates. If you want to just Google Morrill and Associates, and then it'll show the information how to apply.
Perfect. Let's do some trivia here.
All right.
Great Outdoor Trivia round number one. Great Outdoor Radio Show. Special guest today, not one but two actually, Wayne Hudson, the new chief deputy of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. And then we have Conservation Officer Rich Berkman from Waterloo, Nebraska. Going to play for a 2021 Nebraskan Magazine calendar. Wayne, I've got you a couple right there to take. And then we're going to throw in, I've got a new fishing and boating informational packet to keep you a legal beagle in the field.
Those are nice.
Yes, for 2021.
We also have the fish identifier inside there. So that's
the new fish guide is cool.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's improved. Here we go. I've done some research, Wayne and Rich.
Uh-oh.
In the 1970s, Douglas County Sheriff's deputies volunteered their time, to boat patrol what water? What specific water on the weekends in the summer? Now, the volunteer boat patrol was privately funded, and it was organized or helped to be organized by a fallen officer, Charles Edward Dobberton. Did I pronounce that right?
You did.
Yeah. December 6th of 1977, unfortunately, the last call. And he was very well liked, and here was a pioneer in community policing. Charles Edward Dobberton. So we want to know what water did Charles and his crew voluntarily boat patrol on the summer weekends back in the 70s.
Can I have one caveat to that?
You can go ahead. You bet. Anytime.
If your name is Rich McShane, you cannot answer the question.
Yeah! Rich McShane.
No, Rich McShane. Okay.
Okay. We had to have that caveat in there, and that's how it is. He's going to call in anyway, you realize. So, all right. Do we give any hints? I don't think so on this one.
A lot of water.
The
in
water's
Douglas
wet.
County.
Okay, there you go.
It's a lot of water.
Yeah. First caller with the correct answer wins the prizes. Call in 402-553-1490. 553-1490.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that can host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse to the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very, very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
That is a Sandhill crane call. We have some cranes that have rolled in already to Nebraska Central Platte River Valley. I just wanted to have a traffic air controller to say, turn around and get out of here. A
lot of mallards out west here in West Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
County.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. I'm Greg Wagner. That's Rich Bergman. Special guest today, Wayne Hudson, Chief Deputy Douglas County Sheriff's Office. And appreciate you coming along for the ride. We don't have a winner on Great Outdoor Trivia round number one yet. Neil Nelkin. Neil, not a winner yet?
Nope,
not yet. So if you're just joining us, and you're probably not out. You're not out scooping yet.
A lot of water to choose from in Douglas County.
Yeah. And in the 1970s, Douglas County Sheriff's deputies volunteered their time to boat patrol. What water on the weekends in the summer? 553-1490. Get a calendar and a whole big packet of the new fishing and boating information. 553-1490 and 402. Neil, any hints on this one?
It is not the Snake River.
Okay, there you go. It is not Western Nebraska Snake River. With Wayne Hudson here in his new chief deputy capacity, we're very proud of him. And I think it's great. And getting to know you, and you've done such a great job with public relations with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office regarding all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I love your hat collection.
Thank you.
People want to know about your hat collection and tell everybody what you wore today.
I have a camouflage fur hat, rabbit fur hat.
You're so far ahead of me. Rich, what do you think of that?
That would muffle your voice in the blind if you pulled it down.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. So appreciate you.
We could borrow that one.
Yeah, appreciate you coming. I love the hat. It's very fitting for today. Your outdoor life, Wayne Hudson.
Yes.
How's your deer season, your firearm deer season in deer camp?
Not bad at all. This was the first year we actually had a deer camp down by Peru.
I love that.
Loved it. You know,
how
we had
cool.
a really good time. Really good time. Instead of, you know, getting a deer, checking it in, going home and taking care of it that way, we got our deer right at the camp, took it to the camp, you know, took care of it there.
Telecheck.
Telecheck, yep. And then was able to eat. And the main thing is socializing. It's
right.
me and my brothers and a friend of ours, close family friend.
Yep.
So,
distance,
time.
Stay in your bubble.
Yep. And that's the thing. It was all outdoors. Perfect.
Ideal.
So I'm looking forward to doing it again this year.
Fantastic. Yeah. And fishing, spring fishing, it doesn't seem like it now,
right.
but it will be coming up. Anything on your spring fishing agenda or bucket list?
You know, I want to get back out to a couple of private ponds that I have and do a lot of, you know, some crappie fishing, some cat fishing. It's just nice being out there. I'm going to grab my mentee.
I'm going to ask you about mentoring, the importance of it.
Yes, very. Matter of fact, when I leave here, he's got a basketball game. So
cool.
I'm going to go attend his basketball game. And it's important to get our young kids out in the outdoors. So I know with the 100 Black Men that I'm associated with, we were talking about doing a fishing trip this year. So I will be contacting Game and Parks and see if you guys can help out. But I think it's going to be an excellent event.
We will. Yeah. And I'll never forget what you've told me. And I said it last week with Jay Scott here, is that for fishing or hunting, for outdoor activities or the outdoor lifestyle now, you need to take someone much younger than you, but you need to take someone who doesn't look or act like you.
Correct. Nope, and I would agree.
And there are some organizations out there that'll help you kind of vet each other and bridge that gap, and we've had some of those folks in here, too.
Right. Nope, and I would agree, because you really want to get our young kids interested in the outdoors. A lot of them spend so much time in the inner city and don't get out fishing and hunting. And once they expose to it, they love it.
We have a winner.
We have a
Great
winner.
Outdoor Trivia.
Okay.
Round number one. Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one. And this fella, if anybody should have known this answer, this fella should have. And we now go to line number one. A gentleman by the name of Mick Sandin of Papillion,
mm-hmm.
and Mick and I have been friends for a long time. No, I didn't contact him before this. Mick Sandin, want to congratulate him on a fine career with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the Missouri River.
There you go.
Oh, we lost him. He'll
I don't know what
back.
You said.
Technical difficulty.
I didn't offend him for once.
I think the part where he said friend.
Sorry for the association with Greg Wagner, Mick. Apologize for that.
Well, here he's calling
here
back.
Here he's calling back. Okay, I'm redeemed somewhat. Mick Sandin calling back with a winner.
Hang on, Mick.
Come on, Mick. Is he there? Neil's pressing buttons and everything.
Yep, frantically.
Well, we have weather that's impacted somehow the phone lines. All right, here we are. Mick Sandin, good morning.
Well, how are you?
Good. You claim to know me, says Greg Wagner.
I've seen you around a few times. Most of the time in awkward situations.
Exactly. Compromise situations. But, Mick, I want to thank you for your career, your fine career with the Army Corps of Engineers, mm-hmm. working mitigation sites, everything else. But you better tell everybody, what's this water? What is it?
It's the Missouri River.
It's the Missouri River. That's right.
That's it.
In the 70s, they volunteered their time, the deputies of Douglas County Sheriff's Office, and I think they used their own boats.
Yes. Yep.
And they patrolled every weekend.
They did.
In the summer.
They did. A lot of volunteer hours. That unit has grown now. We have a new boat that's going to be joining us this year.
Ooh!
It's a shallow running boat.
Wow.
Out of Utah, so we're really excited. The flood of 2019 really highlighted a necessity to have a really shallow running boat. So we'll have that one in our arsenal this year.
That's fantastic. Mick, any questions or comments for Conservation Officer Rich Bergman, Chief Deputy Wayne Hudson?
No, I just love the work they do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate
All right.
it.
Good to hear from you, buddy. Stop by when this crazy pandemic ends at the Game and Parks Omaha office. All right.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Mick Sandin getting it right. Missouri River. And, you know, the Nautical Patrol, the Marine Patrol, the Boat Patrol is a quintessential part of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office because Wayne, well, Rich knows firsthand, Elkhorn River, Platte River, Missouri River.
Correct.
And we're not even including Cunningham Lake or the other impoundments.
All the ponds, lakes.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of water, more than people realize.
It is. That's why we need boats that can go in all bodies of water. So when we have this new boat here in the spring, we'll be able to go on any body of water in Douglas County safely.
Good. Yeah. And the great flood again highlighted a lot of things that we needed and how to do things. And hope we don't have that again. But
no, I hope we don't either. But I tell you what, the flood did also show me some really good people that we have in Douglas County.
Oh.
The Valley Police, the Valley Fire Department, the Waterloo Fire Department,
Fire and Rescue.
Yeah, their rescue units are just exceptional. The personnel are
exceptional. Fremont Volunteers, unbelievable.
Everybody come together on that.
Yeah, that's one thing. When we have a tragedy like that in Douglas County, the law enforcement family, the first responder family, we all come together as a family and take care of each other and take care of our citizens.
Absolutely. What else would you like to get across? You're the chief deputy now of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, to the listening audience about Douglas County Sheriff's Office and maybe some of the changes that have taken place with the COVID-19 pandemic and things that have happened during them.
Well, vaccinations is one of the hot topics right now. Everybody probably saw me get on TV and ask for that law enforcement become a priority.
Absolutely.
Well, I will have to say that Governor Ricketts, and I have to appreciate him for doing this, what he did was set aside 10% of the vaccinations to go through the other tiers in the vaccination priority process. So that allowed all law enforcement officers and staff in Douglas County to get the vaccination that wanted it. And that was critical because of our operational readiness. We have to have professional law enforcement officers in those cruisers answering those priority calls. Without the vaccinations, our operational readiness would have been hampered. So that was a good call by the governor and by the health department. We really appreciate that.
Excellent. Go back to the outdoors a little bit. I told you I was going to ask you your favorite game, animal or bird to hunt, and your favorite fish to catch, and why for both.
Okay. The favorite game to hunt, I would have to say, is deer, white-tailed deer. And the reason why is because they're so elusive. So you have to have certain skill, tactics. You know, you have to really watch what you're doing to hunt them. And they're just beautiful animals. As far as favorite fish, I would have to say catfish.
Ooh.
Love catching catfish, especially in the middle of the night, because you'll be sitting on a boat. I fish from a boat. It's quiet. You got your lines out. And then when these things hit, they hit with such veracity. It's just, I love fighting these fish.
See, Rich, I told you, catfish is where it's at, big catfish. He knows I love big catfish. I
love catfishing. Now, to eat is crappie. I love eating.
Oh, yeah.
I love crappie and walleye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't argue that. Big time. Who introduced you and kept you into the outdoor lifestyle?
My father. On the weekends, my father worked overnight for ConAgra for many years. So during the daytime, we really didn't see him that much because he was asleep. But on the weekends, that's where we would hunt, fish. That's where we would bond with my father. So my father and my mother came from Mississippi. So hunting and fishing for them, it wasn't for sport. It was actually, that's how they sustained themselves. So when they came from Mississippi here to Omaha, Nebraska, they brought that with them, and that's how me and my brothers got into it.
Does your mentee enjoy getting out to wet a fishing
line? He does. He does. He really likes it. I think we're gonna get into it more this year, especially more fishing, and then I'm going to introduce him to some hunting. So... he really does. His face lights up when he gets a fish on a line. So, and that's what you want to see. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Any comical or funny stories with your outdoor lifestyle that we can share on the air here?
Well,
it's always about the mishaps and everything else. Rich, you be quiet. You have a ton on me.
I have one that one year I was deer hunting, and I didn't have as much patience as I do now. So I went out, and I think I had 3 rounds in my rifle. I'm thinking, I only need one. One shot, one deer. So I see a couple does and a buck, and I had an either-or tag. So I shot twice at the doe and once at the buck, and I missed all 3 times.
Join the club!
But, you know, I think I only had 3 rounds. So after I shot at the buck the last time, the buck stopped, turned broadside, stood right there, was nothing but 75 yards, nothing between me and the buck. It's like the buck just laughed at me because he knew I didn't have any more
rounds.
He
didn't have any ammo!
No! I raised my rifle up. I could put it in. I could get the perfect sight. He just stood there, looked at me, and just walked off. Like, ah.
That's a great story.
Moral of the story is don't rush your shot.
There you go. Be patient and breathe.
That's it.
Right, Rich, Greg? That would be me.
Greg, put the phone down.
We had a situation with Rich and I hunting where we were muzzleloader hunting. He is down, you know, getting everything situated in the blind. I look over. There's a nice buck, 40 yards. And I go, boom. He's like, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I go, I just shot that buck right there. He goes, well, where is he? He's glassing. I go, he's down. He's in the corn. He's right there.
Very elusive. They just come out of nowhere.
They just come out of nowhere. But Rich is like, you didn't rush your shot. I go, no, he's down right there. I got him.
I was probably digging for food for you, trying to keep you quiet.
And the joke with us, Wayne, is how do you keep Greg Wagner quiet in a blind? Just bring a ton of snacks and make him eat. A lot of either diet Mountain Dew or a lot just water.
Mm.
There you go. Yeah, you don't want to be with these two.
I would love to do it one time. I think it'd be good for a laugh.
we'd have to do a show on all what happened. Exactly. I want to ask you, Wayne Hudson, what motivates you? Give us a snapshot truly into Wayne Hudson. What motivates you as chief deputy of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office or as a person each day when you wake up? What are you thinking?
You know, that's an excellent question. I'm a child of God, and I try to follow his ways, okay? I know that if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now, because I'm, from all purposes, I'm supposed to be probably in an institution somewhere locked up. But God guided me to law enforcement, he guided me to the military, and he's guided me today. So that's what I think leads me and motivates me. I love community engagement. I love working in my community. I know from being a product of North Omaha that we have diamonds in that community.
Oh, yeah.
Just an opportunity to shine.
Yep.
So that's why I try to give back as much as I can. I love the field of law enforcement. I want to try to build a bridge between law enforcement and community. A bridge based on mutual trust, respect, and professionalism. And I think we can do it. We have a really good community right now with the Omaha Police Department, my department, metropolitan areas. We have really good community relations. For a while, there was a whole thing about defunding law enforcement, and we just don't have that type of atmosphere here in Douglas County.
We don't.
We don't. We have a really good relationship with our community. Could it be better? Yes. Do we need to have more open forums where we can have more open discussion? Absolutely. But I think here, we're a little different than some of your law enforcement agencies and community on the East Coast and West Coast. We have respect for our community, and our community have respect for us as law enforcement officers.
Some folks out there might be asking, we have Omaha Police, we have the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Wait, Douglas County's got Douglas County, but Omaha's got Omaha. You obviously work closely together. But there are some differences, too, aren't there?
There are. The Omaha Police Department, based on their obligations, they enforce laws inside the city limits of Omaha, okay? Douglas County Sheriff, we enforce laws throughout Douglas County, but our primary patrol district are the unincorporated areas outside the city limits of Omaha. So as far as patrol, we have about 85,000 population. But we still do enforce certain things inside the city limits of Omaha. For example, our warrant service, civil process, we do all those inside the city. Now, we do have a really good working relationship with the Omaha Police Department. We have what's called a memorandum of understanding. So any priority one or priority two calls, which are high priority calls, if we have a Douglas County Sheriff Deputy Patrol unit closer, we will respond. Because this is the thing, we're all in Douglas County. We're all here to take care of Douglas County. So it's not a city thing. It's not a county thing. If someone in Douglas County needs help, you're going to get a professional law enforcement officer at your home.
And we are blessed. Neil Nelk and I were talking about it beforehand, and chime in here, Neil, that we are blessed with great leadership of law enforcement in this area. You know, we are blessed to have Rich, even though I have to deal with him hunting and fishing and everything. Now, we're blessed with Rich, but you all work together. Mm-hmm. You all get along, whether it's conservation officers, mm-hmm. Omaha Police, Douglas County Sheriff, Nebraska State Patrol. Mm-hmm. Jay Scott echoed that last weekend. You all know each other. You all work together. We are so fortunate here.
I think the one thing Wayne mentioned, the word professional, and that means so much in this career opportunity. Right. Regardless of anything, professional performance and obligation to the citizens is what law enforcement's all about, and they practice it here every day up and down the line.
Yep, no, and I would agree. And when there's an emergency come up, like the protests here recently, everybody left their egos at the door. You show up and say, what do you need? You find a person in charge and say, what do you need from us? So it's all about taking care of the citizen.
One of my lasting images is from a friend, is with Ken Kanger walking with in the middle and just talking, engaging with the protesters.
Well, that's like Lieutenant Shirley Thomas. During the height of the protest, the community...
Oh, she was awesome.
Yeah, the community requested that she show up, walk with them, and give a keynote speech to the audience. I mean, what a great honor to say, this is an individual we want to speak, not only for the community, but for law enforcement. She did an excellent job.
Well, now that you're in a command position with the Sheriff's Department, if you could talk to the county board and say, okay, we're in good shape, but this is where we're short. This is where we need more resources. What areas would you say you need more resources at the county level?
Well, what I'm finding out now is I would have to say we have more schools that are coming on board, and we're going to have more deputies to do school resource officers, because there was a push saying let's get rid of school resource officers, but our school districts, they want these law enforcement officers. So I would have to say that. But also, I have to say to the county board, for years, they've given us flat budgets, which means whatever the money we gave you last year, that's what you're going to get this year.
Well, and everything else goes up.
Everything else goes up.
Price-wise.
Exactly. So we cannot maintain flat budgets. So give us the resources that we need that we can do some effective policing and some really professional community engagement. And that's one thing I would like to see the county get more involved in is community engagement. Because we're all in this together.
You bet.
There's a program right now from the Omaha 360 Empowerment Network called Step Up Omaha. That's where they take kids and they employ them during the summertime. Well, what does that help? You don't have kids out running around probably getting in mischief. So they employ them during the summertime. I would like to see the county get involved in a Step Up program like the city's doing.
I would tell everybody, too, that with our conservation officers, especially Rich, they invented the term community policing. I'm riding with him, witness time and again.
You work with the landowners all the time.
Engaging landowners, engaging kayakers, engaging anglers, families, kids out. Just talk to them.
Dialogue. About the school resource officers are kind of overlooked, but you know that is a huge resource for the department, working with the kids, with the teachers. I was the first school resource officer for the Elkhorn Public Schools on that when I was at Elkhorn. Yeah. And then you know, you're on field trips, you're working lunches, you're in shop class, PE, helping teach classes, you know, and actually that school is its own little village itself, and you're the sheriff and the principals, the mayor, and
a psychologist.
Yeah,
yep, there you seriously,
assistant principals,
mentor.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
So, but it was a good gig when you were on the law enforcement working with the schools.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some trivia. Great outdoor trivia, round number two. Very impromptu.
Oh yeah.
Rich has switched gears on us. You two have. So I'm going to let you two kind of take it over. Same prize pack, 2021 Nebraska Magazine calendar celebrating the 100th year of our Nebraska State Park System, Shadron, 1921. And then we'll throw in that fishing and boating informational packet, too. So, guys, I'll give the phone number, but you take it away. And you have a trivia question.
All right, I'm going to try to do it this way. So, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office traffic unit added two new pieces of equipment to our traffic unit. What is that equipment, and what type is it? What brand is it, I should say?
Yes.
So, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office traffic unit, we added two new pieces of equipment. What type of equipment is it, and what brand is it?
Okay, 402-553-1490. Let's hear from you. First call.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful historic downtown Fremont.
Browse to the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Great Outdoor Radio Show has returned. And I want to pass along that 1 week from today on the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer and Big Dog, Chad Phillips, Phillips Gun Dogs, German Short Hair Pointers. This guy is in the dog world big time. Chad Phillips of Garland, Nebraska.
Better than the doghouse.
Better than the doghouse.
Yep.
They obey better than my kids by far. But Chad Phillips, Phillips Gun Dogs, Garland, Nebraska, German Short Hair Pointers, 1 week from today on the program. And our special guest today, Wayne Hudson, Chief Deputy, Douglas County Sheriff's Office, and Conservation Officer Rich Bergman from Waterloo, Nebraska. And we need to tidy things up and take another quick break here. And when we return, we're still playing Great Outdoor Trivia. And Wayne, what was that question? Fast?
The question was, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office traffic unit added two pieces of equipment to our unit. What is that equipment and what brand are they?
553-1490. 553-1490.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that can host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful historic downtown Fremont. Browse to the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubbies. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubbies stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubbies gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubbies raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubbies in Blair and across the land. For the Cubbies closest to you, hit Cubbies.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Gonna get a sore quacker.
That hurts.
Very yeah. Well put. So that's Neil Delkin right there on the board. That's Conservation Officer Rich Berger in Waterloo. That is our special guest, Wayne Hudson, Chief Deputy, Douglas County Sheriff's Office. I'm Greg Wagner.
Neil. On the trivia, I knew it was motorcycles, but I thought it was a Harley. It's not Harleys.
No. Lieutenant Tim Owens with our traffic unit did a really good research and did a side-by-side comparison between Harleys and BMWs. And he chose the BMWs, and we are just ecstatic with them. They do a really good job for us.
Cool.
BMW motorcycles. So that's wow.
Yep. I drove a BMW back in the 70s.
Neil's former law enforcement.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. BMW motorcycles.
A long time ago.
Yep. They do a really good job. I think we're the only sheriff department or any agency right now in the Midwest with BMWs, I believe.
Interesting.
Yep.
Rich Bergman, you brought up something that you wanted to talk to Wayne about.
I just say to the callers and everybody else, you know, not to be afraid to call the law enforcement for help, but what would callers or anybody expect to the protocols now with the COVID if they did call law enforcement to come to their house to, say, take a vandalism report or suspicious party or trespassing issue? What would they expect to see and what protocols would happen?
That's an excellent question. So what's going to happen now is 911 operators are going to go through a COVID protocol and ask a series of questions just to make sure there's no one in the home that has COVID. If it's a non-emergency call, then they will divert the person to our telephone report unit where the deputy doesn't have to respond. If it is an emergency call or something that we have to respond, then a deputy will respond. What they may ask the caller to do is put a mask on before we come into the home, or put a mask on and meet the deputy outside the home.
Yeah.
And just to keep everybody safe.
Have your deputies encountered a lot of people just coming right up to them with no masks on saying, hey,
and they have, and my deputies are forceful.
They're trained.
They're trained. Don't tell them, step back,
step back a little bit here, buddy.
Put a mask on. If anyone is belligerent and it's not an emergency call, then I've directed my deputies to take their information and just leave. Tell them call the telephone report unit because I have to keep my staff safe.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to.
First responders have to be safe.
We do.
And, you know, Rich, your world has changed too. No longer can you just hop in a goose pit.
Exactly right. So, we go out there, identify ourselves as game warden. Usually, we're coming in, and what do you got for breakfast?
That is true.
How's the hunting?
But gotta check your guns.
Scoot over. But now, we tell them ahead of time, hey, we apologize, but we're going to do this outside on there. So we'll ask a lot of questions, and then we'll direct you how to hand us the firearms. And hey, if a flock's coming in, we'll get down. You do what you need to do. But we apologize if we bust up your hunt ahead of time on there. We're not looking to do that. We're just making sure everybody's safe and following the regulations.
Yeah. Wayne, you've mentioned some of the organizations that you're affiliated with. Are there any others that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Well, the Black Police Officers Association, they do a lot of good work in the community. Lieutenant Ken Fox is the president of the association. Marcus Taylor is the vice president. The Latino Police Officers Association, 100 Black Men. The Women's Center for Advancement, another good organization taking care of domestic violence victims in our community. The National Coalition of Negro Women is another one I'm associated with. So there's an array of organizations that are doing really good work in our community.
And Rich, you're affiliated with the Nebraska Conservation Officers Association, which is affiliated with a larger umbrella organization of conservation officers that are North American wide.
Right. They help out in smaller communities. They see that. We got a lot of organizations in the bigger communities, but they also help out in smaller communities, help other law enforcement out and officers in need at times. We're, not exempt from everything. Our families and our officers are in need at times, too. So they help out that.
Wayne Hudson, anything else that you'd like to pass along?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, always.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I do want to say I have an excellent staff. The sheriff department, again, the transition between Sheriff Dunning and Sheriff Wheeler has been very smooth. We have some really good individuals doing some really good work. My administrative staff, Carol Safley and Annette Johnson, they're the backbone of the organization. A lot of people look over our civilian staff, but our civilian staff do a really good job along with our sworn.
You're very helpful and very friendly to all of us. We're all working together in times of need. We make contact with each other. Where do you need help with? And we just go do it.
All right. Guys, thanks for coming in. Brave in the weather.
Yep.
Appreciate that. Be careful driving. Everybody be careful driving. And slow down and be vigilant. It's that simple. If you don't have to go out, don't go out.
Do not go out if you don't have to.
That simple. And give a nice wave to a Douglas County Sheriff Deputy. Or
all hand, all fingers.
There that's right.
Come board
to our Conservation Officer Cadre, too.
All fingers.
Bergen, so. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best. Bundle up. The operative words, and you take care, take somebody far younger than you who doesn't look or act like you to the great outdoors when it is safe. I'm Greg White.